Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Moon as feelings in all nakshatras, Aries rising. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra, your Aries rising characteristics. You are naturally bold, action-oriented, and dynamic with a strong drive for independence and leadership. Moon in Ashwini nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashwini, it enhances your natural Aries traits with swiftness and a pioneering spirit. You feel emotions intensely, but process them quickly, often looking for immediate solutions. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional independence and self-reliance. Ashwini's healing energy gives you a unique ability to bounce back quickly from setbacks. You may also find yourself drawn to helping others navigate their emotions, acting as a guide or healer. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra, first house, your Aries rising characteristics. As an Aries rising, you are assertive and dynamic, always seeking new challenges. Bharani's nurturing influence blends with your action-oriented nature. Moon in Bharani Nakshatra. When the moon is in Bharani, it introduces themes of emotional depth and responsibility into your self-expression. You carry your emotions with strength, and you often feel a need to protect and nurture others. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with intensity and a sense of duty. Bharani adds patience and resilience, helping you balance your impulsive Aries energy with an ability to endure and transform emotional challenges. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra, second house. Your Aries rising characteristics. You approach life with courage and directness, and the second house links your emotional security to family, values, and stability. Moon in Kritika Nakshatra. When the moon is in Kritika, it sharpens your emotional clarity and introduces a nurturing protectiveness. You may find yourself expressing your feelings decisively, especially when it comes to supporting your family or upholding your values. Your emotional body. You have a deep need for emotional honesty and precision. Kritika's energy encourages you to nurture others while maintaining clear emotional boundaries. You thrive when creating stability for your loved ones, blending your Aries courage with Kritika's protective nature. Moon in Rohini Naksha House. Your Aries rising characteristics. You are naturally dynamic and driven, but the moon in Taurus grounds your emotional energy and connects it to material and familial stability. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra. When the moon is in Rohini, it enhances your emotional world with creativity and a love for beauty and comfort. You find emotional fulfillment in nurturing family bonds and creating harmonious surroundings. Your emotional body. You experience emotions deeply and with a sense of care. Rohini's influence brings out your nurturing side, encouraging you to build a stable and beautiful home environment. You may also find joy in artistic pursuits or activities that allow you to express your emotional richness. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra, third house, your Aries rising characteristics. With Aries' adventurous energy, the moon in the third house links your emotions to communication, curiosity, and relationships with siblings or peers. Moon in Mrigashira Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mrigashira, it adds a sense of emotional curiosity and adaptability. You may approach your feelings with a desire to explore and understand them, often expressing yourself through intellectual or creative pursuits. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional variety and intellectual stimulation. Mrigashira's influence encourages you to explore your emotions in a flexible and open-minded way, often seeking new perspectives or experiences to grow emotionally. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra. your Aries rising characteristics. With Aries' bold and dynamic energy, the third house amplifies your courage and communication skills, connecting your emotions to self-expression and learning. Moon in Ardra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ardra, ruled by Rahu, it adds emotional intensity and a strong desire for transformation. You may experience emotional storms, but emerge stronger and wiser through self-awareness. Your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and intellectual curiosity. Ardra's influence encourages you to face emotional challenges head-on, often seeking clarity through self-reflection and meaningful communication. You thrive when channeling your emotions into growth and transformation. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatras, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries, natural leadership and drive for action blend with the third house's focus on communication, courage, and adaptability. Moon in Punarvasu Nakshatra. When the moon is in Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, it brings a sense of optimism, resilience, and renewal to your emotional world. You often find comfort in revisiting familiar emotional patterns and drawing strength from new ideas and interactions. Your emotional body. You are naturally nurturing and seek emotional variety. Punarvasu enhances your ability to recover from setbacks, fostering a deep connection to intellectual exploration and inner peace. You thrive on creating meaningful communication and emotional harmony. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra, fourth house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' bold and action-oriented nature is softened by the nurturing and spiritual qualities of the moon in Pushya, a nakshatra focused on support and emotional growth. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra. When the moon is in Pushya, ruled by Saturn, it emphasizes discipline and care in your emotional life. You are deeply committed to creating a secure emotional foundation for yourself and those you love. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and a sense of responsibility. Pushya's influence encourages you to build emotional resilience and nurture others through structure and care. You thrive in environments where emotional stability and mutual support are prioritized. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra, fourth house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' dynamic energy combines with the moon in the fourth house, emphasizing the importance of home, family, and emotional security. Moon in Ashlesha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces emotional depth and sharpness. You may have a deep understanding of emotional subtleties and a keen ability to navigate complex family dynamics. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with intensity and insight. Ashlesha's influence fosters a deep connection to emotional roots while encouraging personal transformation. You thrive on creating a secure and harmonious home life. Moon in Magha Nakshatra house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' bold nature combines with the fifth house's focus on self-expression, creativity, and leadership. Moon in Magha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Magha, ruled by Ketu, it brings a sense of pride and a strong connection to ancestral values. You are emotionally invested in upholding traditions and leading with integrity. Your emotional body. You process emotions with a sense of honor and responsibility. Magha's influence encourages you to lead with emotional strength, often finding fulfillment in creative pursuits and nurturing connections that reflect your values. You thrive when balancing your dynamic Aries energy with Magha's dignified emotional grounding. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, fifth house, your Aries rising characteristics. With Aries' bold and self-assured energy, the fifth house enhances your focus on creativity, romance, and self-expression. Moon in Purva Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Falgun, ruled by Venus, it emphasizes emotional relaxation, joy, and the importance of nurturing relationships. You are drawn to expressing emotions in harmonious and creative ways. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional connections that bring pleasure and comfort. Purva Falguni encourages you to express feelings openly, often through artistic or romantic pursuits. You find emotional fulfillment in relationships that balance your need for self-expression and care. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, sixth house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' dynamic energy combines with the sixth house, emphasizing service, discipline, and resilience in your emotional life. Moon in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, it enhances your sense of responsibility and emotional stability. You are emotionally fulfilled by providing support and structure to those around you. Your emotional body. You process emotions with maturity and a sense of duty. Uttara Falguni encourages you to find balance between self-care and supporting others, often focusing on resolving conflicts and building emotional harmony through practical means. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra, 6th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries's action-oriented energy aligns with the 6th house's focus on solving problems, fostering emotional resilience, and developing skills. Moon in Hasta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Hasta, ruled by the moon, it emphasizes emotional dexterity, adaptability, and practicality. You often use creativity and problem-solving skills to address emotional challenges. Your emotional body. You thrive on maintaining control over your emotions while staying adaptable. Hasta encourages you to express feelings through creativity and thoughtful actions, fostering emotional security through practical efforts. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra, 7th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries, independent energy combines with the 7th house's focus on relationships, partnerships, and mutual understanding. Moon in Chitra Nakshatra. When the moon is in Chitra, ruled by Mars, it emphasizes creativity, beauty, and balance in relationships. You are emotionally invested in building harmonious and visually appealing connections. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with passion and creativity. Chitra encourages you to seek balance and beauty in relationships, thriving when your emotional world reflects harmony and shared growth with your partners. Moon in Swati Nakshatra, 7th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries assertiveness blends with the 7th house's focus on cooperation and partnerships, creating dynamic emotional interactions. Moon in Swati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Swati, ruled by Rahu, it introduces emotional independence and a desire for freedom in relationships. You often balance personal goals with the need for mutual understanding. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional flexibility and adaptability in partnerships. Swati encourages you to explore your emotional boundaries while maintaining harmony, fostering growth through mutual respect and collaboration. Moon in Vishakha Nak 7th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries's dynamic and assertive nature combines with the 7th house's focus on partnerships and shared goals, emphasizing emotional depth in relationships. Moon in Vishakha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, it brings a sense of determination and transformation to your emotional world. You are deeply invested in building meaningful and goal-oriented relationships. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with intensity and a strong drive for growth. Vishakha encourages you to channel your emotional energy into building purposeful connections, often focusing on shared aspirations with your partners. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra, 8th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries, bold energy blends with the 8th house's themes of transformation, shared resources, and emotional depth, adding layers of intensity to your feelings. Moon in Anuradha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, it enhances emotional resilience and a desire for meaningful relationships. You often find emotional fulfillment through loyalty and devotion. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional depth and commitment. Anuradha encourages you to navigate complex feelings with patience and resilience, often finding strength in enduring relationships and shared emotional growth. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra. 8th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' dynamic energy combines with the 8th house's focus on transformation, power, and emotional introspection, encouraging you to explore the deeper layers of your feelings. Moon in Jyeshtha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, it introduces emotional intelligence and a keen ability to navigate intense situations. You may often act as an emotional guide for others. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with insight and control. Jyeshtha encourages you to explore your inner power, fostering growth and transformation through emotional wisdom and self-awareness. Moon in Mula Nakshatra, 9th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries's adventurous spirit aligns with the ninth house's focus on higher learning, spirituality, and exploration, adding a philosophical edge to your emotions. Moon in Mula Nakshatra. When the moon is in Mula, ruled by Ketu, it introduces a desire to uncover emotional truths and break away from outdated beliefs. You often seek deeper meaning in your emotional experiences. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional exploration and transformation. Mula encourages you to dig deep into your feelings, fostering emotional freedom and spiritual growth through self-reflection and understanding. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, ninth house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' bold and optimistic energy blends with the ninth house's focus on expansion, higher learning, and spirituality, enhancing your emotional outlook. Moon in Purva Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, it emphasizes emotional resilience, optimism, and the pursuit of emotional victory. You find fulfillment through meaningful connections and personal growth. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with a sense of hope and determination. Purva Ashada encourages you to embrace challenges with optimism, fostering emotional expansion and deeper understanding through perseverance. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' assertive and goal-oriented energy combines with the 10th house's focus on career, public image, and responsibilities, creating a strong emotional drive for achievement. Moon in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttara Ashada ruled by the sun, it emphasizes determination, integrity, and emotional resilience in your professional and personal life. You feel a deep need to lead with honor and commitment. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional stability and a sense of purpose. Uttara Ashada encourages you to channel your feelings into creating long-lasting achievements, fostering emotional fulfillment through perseverance and responsibility. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra, 10th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries, dynamic nature aligns with the 10th house's focus on leadership and achievement, adding emotional depth to your ambitions. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shravana, ruled by the moon, it introduces a need for learning and listening to emotional cues. You often find fulfillment through intellectual growth and meaningful communication. Your emotional body. You experience emotions as a source of guidance and wisdom. Shravana encourages you to process your feelings thoughtfully, fostering emotional balance and resilience through understanding and connection with others. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 11th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries's action-oriented energy combines with the 11th house's focus on social networks, aspirations, and friendships, making your emotions tied to collective goals and achievements. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra. When the moon is in Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, it enhances your ambition and focus on material and emotional success. You feel a strong need to contribute to group efforts and accomplish shared goals. Your emotional body. You process emotions through collaboration and achievement. Dhanishta encourages you to build emotional connections through shared aspirations, fostering fulfillment through teamwork and success. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, 11th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' bold nature aligns with the 11th house's emphasis on innovation, individuality, and social causes, giving you a unique approach to emotional expression. Moon in Shatabhisha Nakshatra. When the moon is in Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, it emphasizes emotional independence and healing. You are driven to explore emotional truths and embrace unconventional perspectives. Your emotional body. You thrive on emotional growth and self-awareness. Shatabhisha encourages you to seek emotional fulfillment through introspection and innovation, often aligning your feelings with collective healing and progress. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 11th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' courageous and socially driven energy combines with the 11th house's focus on aspirations, friendships, and group dynamics, adding a spiritual edge to your emotions. Moon in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, it introduces themes of transformation, responsibility, and emotional growth. You feel a strong connection to collective goals and emotional fulfillment through meaningful collaborations. your emotional body. You process emotions with depth and a sense of purpose. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to focus on shared ideals and spiritual understanding, fostering emotional clarity through connection and collective effort. Moon in Uttarapada Nakshatra, 12th house, your Aries rising characteristics. Aries' bold and adventurous nature blends with the 12th house's focus on introspection, spirituality, and emotional release, creating a unique combination of action and contemplation. Moon in Uttarapada Nakshatra. When the moon is in Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, it introduces themes of stability, depth, and spiritual wisdom to your emotional world. You feel a deep need to reflect on your emotions and embrace inner growth. Your emotional body. You process emotions with patience and resilience. Uttarabhadrapada encourages you to let go of attachments, find peace in solitude, and pursue spiritual fulfillment. You thrive on creating a sense of inner stability through introspection and emotional clarity. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra, 12th house. Your Aries rising characteristics. Aries, dynamic and action-oriented energy, is softened by the 12th house's focus on spiritual exploration, emotional surrender, and solitude, fostering emotional depth and self-awareness. Moon in Ravati Nakshatra. When the moon is in Ravati, ruled by Mercury, it introduces themes of compassion, guidance, and emotional nurturing. You feel drawn to helping others and finding fulfillment through emotional and spiritual connections. Your emotional body. You experience emotions with sensitivity and wisdom. Ravati encourages you to channel your feelings into nurturing relationships and exploring spiritual truths, fostering emotional clarity and peace. You thrive on supporting others while maintaining a sense of inner tranquility.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.